Councillor Ben Johnson, you've been at the rest centre at Canada Water last night and you've been around Grange Ward this morning. How have your constituents been coping with the drama here?
I think everyone's kind of dealing with it reasonably well. There's a lot of kind of frustration. I think particularly those residents who were at the rest centre at Seven Islands Leisure Centre until very late last night. I left just before midnight, and some of them have been there since 9 in the morning. And the situation for those who were in the rest centre, the situation was evolving, so it was a bit of a challenge getting accurate information to them. I guess the two things that changed were the two new pieces of information were when the exclusion zone shrunk from 200 metres to 100 metres, a lot of people could then go home, which was fantastic. Not all of those people realised they could go home, so some of them probably stayed a bit longer than they needed to. And then the realisation, I think, partway in the afternoon that those who were within 100 metres were definitely not going to go home. And there was always an option that they would be able to sleep in Seven Islands Leisure Centre, in a large sports hall, which obviously was not ideal. There were a lot of young kids there who'd been evacuated, a few elderly people. In the end, the council really pulled out all the stops and managed to find... We had the emergency accommodation, a temporary accommodation manager come down and found spaces for everyone. We were ringing up bed and breakfasts and hotels and hostels, and everyone got somewhere to stay.
And tell us about some of the voluntary organisations and other agencies that have been involved in keeping both residents and emergency services sustained.
So it's been an amazing coordinated response, given that no one knew of anything until yesterday morning. So, I'm just outside the Borough Emergency Control Centre, where there's the police, the army, the fire brigade, probably some ambulance service as well as council officers. The Red Cross have done a fantastic job, all volunteers as far as I can tell, helping at the rest centre. They provided tea, coffee, water, food. They've also, there were a couple of people with medication who didn't have it. And so the Red Cross managed to create these or get these emergency prescriptions. There was one diabetic lady who got insulin via the Red Cross. And you really realise how much you kind of rely on, take for granted just being able to get into your house. So I think everyone's done a fantastic job, and we are hopeful that the bomb disposal team can remove this device this morning.